Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sisco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseboro is hit by the pitch. Howard moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry is walked intentionally. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cisco takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to third. Sherry moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Sherry scores. Cisco moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trusewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusewski strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podres is 0 for 1 in the game. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Gilliam covering, for the out. Hunt moves to third. Hickman moves to second. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Howard takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Howard moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Davis reaches second base with a double. Fairley scores. Howard scores. Roseboro moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Dodgers, 2. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Trzaski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosboro scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podres is 0-2 in the game. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaski misplays the ball. That's an error on Trzaski. Choo Choo Coleman pinch runs for Norm Sherry. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cisco bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Gilliam covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Rowe now pitching. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosboro hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Davis steals second. Dick Trusiewski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trusiewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trusiewski takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0-for-3 in the game. Padres hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Trusiewski moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing center field. Bill Skowron now playing first base. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrite pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burrite strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.